A Stark County grand jury has indicted an East Canton woman in the death of an 8-month-old boy who died while in her care. 45-year-old Melanie DiMarzio was charged with involuntary manslaughter after investigators say Grant Simmons became unresponsive at her unlicensed in-home daycare March 10th. Authorities allege the home lacked safe sleeping arrangements, baby monitors, fire safety protocols, and CPR training. A judge ordered the daycare shut down shortly after the child's death. DiMarzio was booked into the county jail Tuesday. A search has turned up the body of a missing man. According to WFMJ-TV, the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office says Sean Miller of North Olmsted, who was last seen early Monday at the Berlin campgrounds on Bedell Road, was discovered Tuesday morning at the boat dock. Authorities used boats and drones in the search, which also include the Berlin Township Fire Department and the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. There was no word on a cause of death. A teenager is dead and another teen seriously injured after a single vehicle crash in Carroll County. The Highway Patrol says the wreck happened Tuesday morning on County Road 52 in Orange Township. An SUV driven by 18-year-old Gage Craig of Bowerston left the road, struck a ditch, and crashed into an embankment. A 16-year-old passenger from Carrollton was pronounced dead at the scene. Their name has not been released. Craig was taken to Mercy Hospital with serious injuries. Neither person was wearing a seatbelt. The crash remains under investigation. Alliance city leaders are stepping up efforts to clean up blighted properties. Mayor Andy Grove says the city is working to demolish the former USA gas station on West State Street. Officials are coordinating with the EPA, State Fire Marshal, Health Department, and Law Department after a leaking underground storage tank was discovered. The goal is to demolish the station for potential redevelopment. The city is taking legal action against the owner. Grove also announced enhanced code enforcement with measures including police drones to help inspect abandoned homes and homeless encampments. City Council approved updated engineering and planning fees. A potential class action lawsuit has been filed against the former operators of the House of Laredo Nursing Home in Canton. The lawsuit accuses Hari Group LLC, Bharat and Parth Thakkar, and Aging with Care Foundation of failing to provide adequate care before the facility closed. The complaint filed last week in Stark County Common Pleas Court claims monthly fees increased by $1,000 while staffing and services were reduced. The case could represent up to 100 residents who stayed at the facility between 2025 and its closure in January. The West Branch Board of Education has approved plans to place a new permanent improvement levy before voters. On Monday, board members approved a resolution for a 5-year 1-mil levy that will appear on the November 3rd ballot. It would generate about $441,000 annually for building and capital improvements. The board also approved bids from Skyline and Aztec Roofing for roof repairs at Knox Elementary, contracted with Damascus Fire Department for EMT coverage at football games, and approved staffing and handbook items for the upcoming school year. A Salem man charged with multiple child sex offenses has been found competent to stand trial. A Columbiana County judge on Monday accepted an evaluation concerning 58-year-old Mark Knight. His attorney later requested a sanity evaluation after filing a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity. Knight and co-defendant, 40-year-old Jan McHenry, are charged with rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual imposition involving two children over several years. Both remain jailed on $100,000 bonds. Recovery efforts are continuing after a tornado touched down in the Youngstown area. The National Weather Service confirmed the tornado after it moved from the city's north side through the east side and toward Hubbard around 6:40 Tuesday night. The storm downed trees and power lines, damaged homes, and flipped a tractor near McGuffey Road. More than 2,400 First Energy customers in Mahoning County lost power during the storm. No serious injuries were reported. The Weather Service will survey damage today. A man accused of murder has entered a not guilty plea in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. 22-year-old Davion Alexander is charged in the June 30th shooting death of Kamani Johnson, who police found with a gunshot wound to the head on Youngstown's south side. Alexander was arrested nearby with a handgun. His bond was set at $500,000. A receiver has been appointed to oversee the liquidation of Youngstown-based Schwabel's Bakery. A federal judge named Jason Dinoff of KCP Advisory Group to manage the company's closure process after a lender requested the move. Schwabel's announced plans last month to shut down operations, blaming rising costs and declining sales. The closure affects 673 workers statewide, including 370 in Youngstown. A man accused of murder has chosen to have his case decided by a Cuyahoga County judge. 29-year-old Nathaniel Crockett waived his right to a jury trial in the death of 46-year-old Javar King of Warren. A bench trial date has not been set. King was reported missing in February 2025. His body was later found in East Cleveland and his car discovered burned in Cleveland. Crockett faces charges including aggravated murder, kidnapping, and arson. A retrial is expected for a Trumbull County man accused of 17 counts of rape. 76-year-old Danny McFadden is already serving 11 years and 6 months after a conviction last year on gross sexual imposition charges involving child victims. Prosecutors say they can now move forward after McFadden's appeal was dismissed. A jury previously could not reach a verdict on the rape charges. A retrial date has not been set. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.